Do you look pretty?
I do. Do you look pretty?
You tell me.
I think you look very pretty, Eric. Yes. That face right there.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Today is the green day. It's when the leprechauns come to play. It's when we say Happy St. Paddy's Day. So here we are.
Yeah.
Did you wear green today? Because you're certainly not celebrating right now.
Yeah, I have. There's a little bit of green right there. Right there.
I got green on my bottom, but as far as this show's concerned, I don't have a bottom, so we're gonna leave it at that.
That's right. It's only from here up. That's all. It's all that exists.
Oh man. Show 107, March 17th. Mm-hmm. The number that rhymes with nothing.
That's
I
right.
I just want to throw that out there so everybody's aware, prepared. A huge weekend this past weekend at Rabid Raccoon, running races, 100 miler, 100K, 5Ks, Trashy Panda, double things, half marathons, all kinds of goodness. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about all that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your weekend.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about somebody else's weekend. Nobody really cares about my weekend because it wasn't as cool as all y'all's. So we'll just go from there. You ready to start this show?
Yeah, we are ready to start the show. But I mean, your wife also had an awesome weekend. So you can tell us about that.
There is a lot of idiot runners that had amazing weekends. And
well, that's true.
I didn't write the full list because I was afraid I was going to forget somebody. And I don't want to do that. But wow, did they have a good showing. Everybody who attempted the run, idiot runner or not, had an amazing showing. So we'll talk about all that.
Yeah.
Sound like a plan?
It's a plan.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Grace, this past weekend, the idiot runners put on quite a show at Rabid Raccoon. Ari is going to tell you about it soon, which is good because Grace is a goon. Hope y'all enjoy as you tune in for episode 107. Seven is dumb. No rhymes.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
According to Irish folklore, there are no female leprechauns.
What? What do they know?
That doesn't even make any sense. I guess a leprechaun's born out of magic, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd
want to check your sources on that.
Okay, Miss uses AI to produce the...
Yeah.
All right, listen. Before we get going, while green is now the color associated with St. Patrick's Day, the color traditionally associated with the saint was?
Orange.
Blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it was close. All right, that's about all I got.
Okay.
So, happy St. Paddy's Day again.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Do you eat corned beef and cabbage?
No, I frankly didn't really think about it that much. Honestly, yeah. I don't have any Irish heritage. And so I guess I just don't think of it, but I love corned beef and cabbage. It's delicious.
Yeah. We usually have it because that's what you do, but we didn't have it this year.
Yeah. You can just for fun.
Right. Oh, so let's get right into it, I guess, huh? How was your weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, the weekend was great. I hung out at Rabid Raccoon all weekend. I did some pacing, with Tessie and Schaefer, and then and before that I got to kind of hang out a little bit. I was hanging out in the corner with some other idiot runners. I got to see Marisa come in and see Laura come in, hung out with Rhoda a bit, got to see your wife Becky come through. So it was super fun seeing all of them come through, but you know, didn't want to get in their way either, because they were taking care of business, you know?
Yeah. So if there's anybody listening that doesn't know what Rabid Raccoon is, they obviously didn't listen to last week's episode. And
what can happen?
I'm angry already. No, it's not okay. But if you don't know what it is, Rabid Raccoon is a 100-mile race, a 100K race, a half marathon, a 5K, and a mix of running a couple different distances on different nights, all on a trail out in Western PA. The 100 miler is a 13 mile loop 8 times. 100K is a 13 mile loop 5 times. And that's about it. But
yeah. And they have an OCR. They have an OCR race too.
They have everything. And
yeah,
I will tell you what, the race organization, Wolf Creek Management, they know how to go all out and make you feel like you're at the top notch event. They spare no expenses for awards, for making it just feel like a big thing, which it is for a lot of people, which, and I think is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a very great time. If you're crewing, you have the luxury of being able to stay indoors, which is lovely. The transition area is inside of a gigantic building. Course is a nice little mix of some fire road and some single track. Not too technical for a Pennsylvania runner. Somebody outside of Pennsylvania might say that it's a technical, they might say it has some technicality to it. There's some roots. And it's a good time.
Yeah, and we had, you know, both of us personally knew a lot of people that were running, racing at least one of the distances that I had mentioned. My wife Becky, she won the 100K, and she won the 100 miler last year, so she's got quite a streak going.
Yeah.
As you said, Teresa Barnes, John Schaefer, Tim Schwartzer. Mm-hmm. Marisa, Laura,
Fred Foose.
Fred, like I said, I'm going to forget somebody, so I might as well stop with the list. But a lot of people we know, and a lot from what I saw, a lot of smiles, a lot of PRs and distances were set, which is always cool. These loop races are perfect for that. So it sure looked like a beautiful weekend to be running in the woods.
Yep. Absolutely. It was a lot of happy people, and we're about ready to have a happy person on the show as our guest. Do you want to intro, Aria?
Yeah, but first, like, give me 30 seconds. I do want to congratulate the overall male and female winners of the 100 miler and 100K before we bring her on and talk just to her. So Dan Green from West Virginia won the 100 miler in 17 hours and 8 seconds, which is incredible, but that 8 seconds would sit in my brain for the rest of my life, but here we are. Rachel Moore from Texas was the first female of the 100 miler in 23:43. 100K, Justin Kelsey in 10:42, and Becky Kosek in 12:04. Okay.
Yay!
Now, our guest tonight ran, I believe this year was the first 5K, inaugural 5K of Rabid Raccoon. Aria Harkar, I'm going to add her on to the stage right now. Trail nickname Short Stack, which is an amazing nickname. You bet. I hope you live with that nickname for the rest of your life, because it's perfect.
Even if you're 10 feet tall, I want you to still be Short Stack.
It would be even better if she was super tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Welcome, Aria. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, we wanted to have you on. So you're, how old are you? 10 years old. And you were the first female in the Rabid Raccoon 5K on Friday night, correct?
Yep.
Have you ever won a race before? Like, is this normal or what?
I don't know if I've won a 5K as the first female, but I don't know.
Wow. I have a list of questions for you. I'm sure Grace does, because Grace always does.
Mm-hmm. But, and we also want to hear from our folks who are tuning in live into the chat. If you have questions for Aria, please post them into the chat and we will ask her.
So the most beautiful thing about this, having you on, in my opinion, is that you are the future of our sport. And we don't get to really sit down and talk to somebody eye to eye. I have daughters that are growing up in the sport. They love running. It's cool to see, but it's really fun to talk to people I don't know that are young and just getting into the sport now, because you have a different perspective than somebody who's getting into the sport that's my age or Grace's age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was nowhere near a runner when I was 10 years old. I didn't start running till I was about 35, I think, 34 or 35 years old. I thought running was kind of crazy and like, why would anybody want to run for fun? So why do you like running?
Well, I think it's fun. I just like doing it, I guess. But
now, did you go into this 5K? Like, were you trying to win? Are you a competitive runner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much competition did you have Friday night? Like during the race, like halfway through and stuff. Like, did you know you were in the front, or was there a girl right next to you?
I knew I was in the front, but it's a Diamondback. So whenever I turned around, I did see a girl. So I knew I had to pick up the pace of it.
Mm.
Nice. So how much did you win by? How far back was the second female?
I don't think she was way too far, but.
Nice. Not sure though, huh? All right. The next most important question is, what did you get for winning? Did you get anything?
Yeah. I got this thing. I don't know if it's like
the sticker or just a sign.
It's made out of metal.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very cool. That's awesome. So how many 5Ks have you run? Like, do you do this every day, every weekend?
No, but I do one in the winter. Like, I do a couple.
Okay.
I do a couple every year. But...
Your volume's kicking in and out a little bit. I'm not sure why, but it's okay. I can hear part of it. Grace, yeah. Can you hear?
Yeah, it's enough. We can hear enough of it. Now, do you live close to that area, or did you have a long drive?
We were like about an hour away.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
Did you go to Rabid Raccoon last year, or was this just your first year hanging out there?
I went to Rabid Raccoon last year also.
Okay, so last year you just crewed, right?
Yeah. Oh, I ran the 5K and I crewed, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so it's worth noting that your mom, Jamie, she ran the 100 miler last year, right?
Yeah.
And she ran it again this year.
Yeah.
Yep. So you ran hard Friday night. I assume you went right to bed to get a good night's sleep, and then you crewed all day Saturday for your mom. So you had just as long of a weekend as Grace did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So let's see. You're 10 years old. When did you actually start running?
Five, I think. Yeah, like 5 years old.
I don't think I could even walk when I was five yet.
It takes him a while, but he figured it out.
I'm a slow learner. No, that's awesome. So what did you do? Did you run 5Ks back then, or was it just running for fun?
Well, I don't think I started out with 5Ks.
5Ks are hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you run this one like Are you? Do you feel like you gave it everything you had for this race?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very hard when you do that.
Yeah. So when was the 5K? Is it Saturday morning?
Friday night?
Oh my gosh, it's a night race. Did you eat beforehand?
Like a little bit, but I didn't want much in the
stomach. Yeah, you don't want to have too much. What did you have beforehand? Did you have pizza?
I know I had that the night before. I just can't remember.
Yeah, I didn't get any of the pizza. Was it good?
It was good.
So let's see. You're 10 years old. Have you thought about the future? Is there any? Do you see yourself ever trying to do this crazy stuff that your mom does, 100 miles? Really? When do you think you're going to be able to finish 100 miles?
I don't know.
Good answer.
Did she have real gross feet when she finished, though?
No.
Oh, that's pretty good. What if you get gross feet?
Do you keep on here, will you?
Yeah.
You cut out a bit. What did you say?
I said, you don't care about gross feet, do you?
And now when you went running, you didn't have any rain, which is good. And you didn't have to go through any of the streams or anything like that, like the 100 mile folks did. What was the hardest part, though?
There was an uphill that was pretty hard, but other than that, it made me not.
That's good. Now, which do you like better, uphill or downhill?
Uphill.
Yeah?
I think
Advantage. Yep. Yeah. If you like uphills, man, that'll take you pretty far. I like the downhills better, and I don't win races. So I think still keep going with the uphills. What kind of shoes do you have?
Let me think. I'm trying to remember.
That's okay. Shoes are a lot of fun. It gives you an excuse to buy more.
What was your finish time anyway?
23 minutes and 53 seconds.
Wow.
Fast.
Was that your fastest time, or have you done other faster times? Do you remember?
Trail, that's my fastest time.
Yeah. Yeah. Trail's always a little bit slower. It's darn rocks. Do you like trail or road better?
I mean, trail, I'm fast. I mean, on road, I'm faster. But I do like trail a lot too.
Yeah, I think you can like both, you know? You don't really have to choose one or the other. It's like, man, I just want to do everything, you know? Yeah. Just run all the things.
Yeah.
Do you get to run in gym class too?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's good.
Do you kick everybody's butt?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
Go ahead, Grace.
Do you play any sports in school?
Not like from the school now.
Yeah. Do you have like other recreation sports that you do?
I do.
Like, what do you like to play?
I do.
Awesome. It's crazy because it's like you can do stuff like soccer and you still get to run a lot. Like all kinds of sports, you get to run a whole lot. I think it's cool to be able to do lots of other sports.
Yeah.
So, what would you tell somebody that's your age, if they want to get into running, what advice could you give them?
Keep trying and don't give
up. That's very good advice, especially with running. It's like kids, I know kids that like the first day they go for a run and it's horrible. Like you got to be patient and know that it's going to get easier and more enjoyable once your body adjusts, right? You run regularly, like go out with your mom and dad just to get miles here and there? That's awesome. You know, we have a friend of the show, and I'm not pressuring you at all. And I seriously am not pressuring you at all. But we have a friend of a show that ran a 100-miler when she was 15 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know Kaylee Frederick?
Well, I've heard of her. I've never met her.
She's 20 now, and she's doing pretty big things. But she got, I mean, to run 100 miles when you're 15 is kind of insane. I don't know if I'd say I recommend it, but, you know, you certainly seem like you love running, and the fact that you want to run 100 milers someday, I don't know. I'm curious to see when it is. Oh, she corrected me. She was 16. Close enough.
Yeah, she was 16. I don't know. You might find something super cool to do before then. Anyway, who knows? Maybe you will become a chess champion instead. I don't know what the future brings, but you still had a very good weekend and get to inspire all kinds of other people to go out and do big things. And I think that's pretty awesome.
You going to run the 5K again next year?
Yeah.
Awesome. So when's your next race? Do you know, or are you just waiting to see what interests you?
I have triathlon in May.
A triathlon?
Yeah, well, I do
that. That's awesome. That sounds like fun. So a triathlon is biking, running, and swimming, right?
Swim, bike, run.
Are you a good swimmer?
Yeah.
Are you a good biker?
I think so, yeah.
Man, I guess I should ask what you're bad at.
Which one do you like the most? Swim, bike, or run?
Run.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's hard though. It's hard to switch over. Do you find it hard to switch to running after you get off the bike?
Yeah.
I think that transition is the hardest. It's weird biking when you're all wet, but it's still not too hard, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, anything else, Grace? Porter?
I think that was very inspiring. I am excited to see what you do next. I am excited to see who you inspire next. And I can't wait for you to come back on the show and tell us all about what happens. So you have your triathlon coming up next. What else do you have? Is that it for now? That's all you need.
Do Dirty Kiln.
Oh my gosh, Dirty Kiln. That's a great choice. That's going to be a super fun race. All right, so you got a lot going on. I mean, I think you have other things. You better start training right now. Like, you probably should head outside and start training. I think it's going to be super fun to watch all of your adventures, and I can't wait to have you on again.
Yeah.
Well, you have yourself a great week, and keep running hard, and we definitely look forward to seeing what you do in the future. And thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. You're awesome.
We're going to take you off the screen, but you're more than welcome to listen to the show or do whatever you want, okay?
Bye.
All right. See ya.
Whoop, whoop.
I want to be her when I grow up.
What a great guest. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I tell you what. It's cool. It's cool to see so many people out on the course just inspiring. I have never and will never run a 5K that fast. Oh, my gosh. That's wild. That's super cool.
Yeah. So you went out to the race to crew and pace Teresa Barnes, Tess.
Yep.
You said you got out there midday Saturday and had to leave late Saturday night, but you got a feel for you did a loop with her. How many loops did you do?
I did two loops.
Two loops. So 26 miles. Yep. And what'd you think of the course?
Well, when I went through it, it was after the rain stopped, but they got a pretty gnarly thunderstorm rolled through just prior to that with some lightning, and it dumped down on those runners. So good on them for continuing to go. So when I got out there, it was peanut butter, a lot of peanut butter mud. And I think it was worse when they were running in the rain, because in Pennsylvania, we are in a drought right now. So the even by the time I got out there, the ground started to soak up some of that rain and it got a little bit better. And by the time I went out for the second loop, it was even better. So us being in a drought helped the course a little bit. So it's definitely worse while it was raining, but there were some sections that were pretty tricky. There were a lot of people who fell in the mud. There were a couple of them where you just kind of like put your arms out and skate through it and try to make it to the other side of the mud pit. So it was definitely a muddy course, and I was out there at night. All of my miles were at night. So I didn't really see a lot of sights or anything like that, but, it was good.
Yeah. As far as the course goes, you know, Becky had 100 miles on it last year and then 100K this year. And she said the first loop this year was amazing. Obviously nobody had been running on it yet. And by the second loop, it was very similar, pretty much identical to last year. The wet spots from last year were still just wet spots that are always going to be there. And it was the same this year. Obviously any rain doesn't help, but there's some good mud on that course when you have that many people running on it, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's a course that you prepare to be a little bit muddy. I think one of the upsides of the course that people might be interested in is that you're pretty much always around people. You know, there's some spots where you might be without people for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. But because there's multiple distances happening and then it's a looped course, you're going to see a lot of people throughout the day. So I think if you like being surrounded by people, that really makes it, that makes this, I think it's one of the highlights. You know, Becky, her running the 100K, the 100 miler started 3 hours prior. And then the half marathon started after. And then she got to see just about everybody she wanted to see. She passed people. Of course, she looped some folks, but I was talking to her afterwards and she really enjoyed that because she got to see her friends. And that is a tough part about being at the front of the pack, is that you don't get to see as many of your friends. So I think that's a very cool part of this race, is that you if you don't know a lot of people and you want to be surrounded by folks, I don't think it's congested. It definitely wasn't like you couldn't get around people. It wasn't a congested course. But it was nice to see people just about the whole time, you know?
Yeah, I think I might have mentioned that last week. It is definitely set up that you don't get bored of being by yourself too awful long if you don't want to be.
Right.
If you want to be by yourself for a long time, maybe you need a point-to-point or a full 100-mile loop or something. Yeah. I agree. Last year, the part that I ran, the 50 miles that I ran, there was no problem passing people or getting passed by people. Plenty of room on the trail.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, there it's now being moved to the end of May. So that should be interesting. The course is probably going to be a little different as far as mud it goes, and depending on the weekend, obviously, or the weather, but should be interesting. Putting it in the heart of run racing season up with other races, and I guess we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
Is it one that you would think about doing, Grace?
Okay, so here's the deal. Let's talk about this for a second, because I went out there, I did two loops, had a great time, really enjoyed it. And sometimes if I go out and I pace somebody else, that's satisfactory for me. I feel like, you know what? I pace somebody, I feel good. I don't really need to do that race. It's a 4-hour drive for me. So it's not something that I would want to drive that far for, to do multiple times, for example. But I kind of felt like I got done with it. And a couple of people asked me that question. I said, you know, I'm good. I don't ever have to do this race. I feel like I enjoyed myself. I might crew pace somebody again, but I don't ever have to race this. And then something happened. And I know. And I got a little bit of beef with somebody right now. That's right. And I hope he's probably not listening to the live, but he's going to listen to this. And he's going to listen to it afterwards. I guarantee it. His name is Fred Foose. And he's a buddy of mine. He's a good guy. And I'll show you what he did to me. Okay. You see that?
That's a rabbit raccoon hat.
So Fred gave me a hat and he created the logo himself. Now he's with the Pagoda Pacers. Right. So this is the Reading Pagoda. So if you don't know, there's a pagoda in Reading, Pennsylvania. I said that correctly. You heard that correctly. It's an actual pagoda in Reading, Pennsylvania. And there's a raccoon climbing the pagoda. It's very cool. It says Rabid Raccoon 100K. Okay. So I have a deal with myself that I don't wear the swag from anything unless I run it. I have to run it at least one time. Now I wore this because it was a gift and I'm on the show and I'm talking about Rabid Raccoon. But I don't wear the swag for stuff until I finish it. Once I finish it at least one time, I can wear all the swag even from previous years. But this is the rule for myself that I can't wear the swag until I run the race. So now I have swag in my possession. This is what happened to me with the duck because I volunteered for it and then they gave me a hoodie, but I couldn't wear the hoodie until I ran the race.
So you're saying, if I'm following all this, did he forced the hat on you so that you would run the race?
He didn't know any of this. He gave me the hat as a gift because he's a nice guy, not knowing that this was a rule of mine. And now I have to run it. I have to, the 100K specifically, because it says 100K on it.
I'll echo Marisa's comment. She just simply said, good job, Fred. And I'd like to say the same thing. Good job, Fred. Well played move on your part, Fred. And so I guess we'll see you out there for the 100K. In the near future.
Yeah, if it's not next year, it'll be the year after. But I have to do the 100K now. So, oh, yeah. Fred, this is your fault. I'm gonna blame this all on you, buddy.
Nice. I mean, this is kind of what we idiot runners do with one another. Mm-hmm. Pressure and
yes,
make you feel obligated and uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's just decisions.
Yeah, it's part of the package.
Yeah, it's part of the fun of it. So I do. I think it's a great hat, and I want to be able to wear it with pride. And so now I have to. Now I'm gonna have to run the 100K.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Which one is Becky gonna do it next year?
I don't know. I'll have her answer that. I'm not even gonna attempt to. Becky, you gonna run Rabid Raccoon next year? She's saying right now it depends on the date and if it conflicts with other things.
Yeah. I think it would be cool if she just tried to win all of them eventually. Like maybe try for the OCR race next year, Becky.
The last she talked about it, she said if she's going back, she's going to try to beat her time at the 100 miler. So
nice.
Yeah,
that would be super fun.
But yeah, when these dates and your calendar fills up,
it's hard
to figure out when you can do things and when you can't.
Yeah, it is super hard to figure out. And so that's where I'm at with it. I would like to do the 100K sometime so I can feel worthy of the hat that was gifted to me. I don't know that it would be next year, but I do think it was a fun race. It was they did a good job with it.
I mean, for a four-hour drive it takes you to get out there, I feel like it'd be in your best interest to just go for the 100-miler. But...
Well, then I would need a different hat.
You can cover that K up with
a
piece of tape or something.
Exit out or something.
Yeah. All right. Well, it certainly was a great weekend. Like I said, there's too many people that did amazing things. I will say it's kind of cool and inspiring. I don't know if you remember, but I did this drawing earlier in the year for 2 free entries for females. Do you remember? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember that? Well, that was Jen Gwigley and Melissa Lynn that won that drawing, and they both signed up for the 100 miler, and they both finished the 100.
Yay!
Stuff like that. It's just.
Oh, did we mention Kristen?
I mean, we can mention the whole freaking field.
Angie?
I know. Like, come on. Big distance.
So many awesome people. Kristen said she was just going to do one loop. Kristen, she finished the 100K. Kristen
Brouse apparently went out there yapping her loud big mouth, saying she was only going to do one lap because she was undertrained. Blah, 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 and she finished the 100K. Now, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it was Angie's first 100K. So shout out to Angie. She did awesome.
Shout out to all our friends who finished, all our acquaintances in Facebook world, and all the people that we don't know that went out and just attempted hard things. It's love weekends like that, and it's cool to see. Cool to get on social media the day after and just see all the good news popping up.
Yeah, and it was great to also see all the great news from Fire of the Rocks and from Blazing Saddles. So it was just a really, really fun weekend. Can't wait for next weekend. What are you doing next weekend?
I'm still running. I'm running on the weekend.
Nice.
That's what I do. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we have any big plans. No races this coming weekend. Just training for myself. Becky's probably going to do a little bit of recovery for herself.
Nice.
Figure out what's next probably. And track season's already started, but meets start next week. So from there on, it'll be boom, 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 busyness.
Awesome.
Yep. What about you? What are you doing this weekend?
I am headed down south to the Dogwood Ultra 48 Hour to pace Cali.
Oh my goodness. You never stop.
I can't wait. So somewhere in Virginia.
Nice.
And she starts Friday morning at 8:30. She can begin to have a pacer at 8:30 Friday night. So my plan is to join her with night miles and then sleep during the day and then join her again for night miles. And I love running with Callie, so I can't wait.
How fun.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing about it next Monday.
Yeah. Here's something else you might want to hear about. We got a review that I didn't notice. And so this is from Apple Podcast. We got an Apple Podcast review, and I want to read it to you. You ready?
I hope so. Go.
Okay. Well, it's a 5-star review. Let's start with that.
Okay, yeah. Good.
5-star review from Apple Podcast. This is a reading from Nate Ford, titled Beast Coast Awesomeness. A few months ago, I fell upon an episode of the 2024 Frozen Snot, where I apparently unknowingly met Grace. Haven't had the pleasure of meeting Eric yet, but I am really enjoying the content, and having it based in PA and talking about the races that I'm familiar with is awesome. Looking forward to Frozen Snot in February, as I'm sure you guys are too. Great stuff. Keep it up. !
I'll take that. I'll crumple it up in a nice little folded thing and I'll put it in my pocket.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel good?
Yeah.
That feels good. Yep. And if anybody else out there, if you write a review, I will also read it on the show because we love hearing reviews. Podcast Addict and Apple Podcast allow you to read reviews. And if you comment on YouTube, I usually go back through and I'll comment on them eventually because I love reading the comments on YouTube. They're super fun.
Yeah. And if you leave a review and make fun of Grace in the review, I'll send you a sticker of some sort, like an I pooped sticker or something.
If you make fun of Eric in the review and don't make fun of me, I will send you something better. I don't know what yet.
Okay, deal. Travis Rankin, he finished 100K out there at Rabbit Raccoon.
That's right.
I forget names. Sue me. I don't know. I'm sorry. Stop. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So many great folks. This was a good episode. So much love. So gross. I love it.
All right. Let's finish it then.
Okay.
We'll see you next week, Monday, 7:30 for 108. We're going to talk about, what's this race called, the Cali Stone?
Dogwood. Dogwood Ultras.
Dogwood. It's a 48 hour?
It's a 48 hour. Yeah.
That's a lot of hour.
Yeah. It's like a 4-ish mile loop.
Oof. Well, that sounds amazing. I look forward to hearing all about it. And I don't know what else is going on the weekend, but we'll talk about something else probably with that. I don't know. This is how we roll.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Tune in. Tell your friends. I want more people.
People makes Eric happy. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You're awesome. Bye.